All right, hello and good morning. This is a second attempt at today's radio show. A little bit of operator error. Apparently, I did on mute and couldn't figure out what the problem was. So back today, a little bit later than usual, 10:30 show. My name is Adela Wisdom, and welcome to my show. I am running for Congress for United States Representative of the 3rd Congressional District of Missouri. And we are, we're asking all the hard questions, folks, that people don't want to talk about, or they don't want to bring to the table, and our elected officials just say, I support my party line, but we're going above and beyond that, and we're talking about things that people don't want to talk about. We're covering so many different issues. Today we're on question number 16, which is infrastructure, but overall we're on question 29, and we've covered adoption, transgender bathrooms, CPS. We even talk about Trump, right? Because that's just a controversial issue. We always got to support our president, even if we agree or disagree with him, because when our president is successful, we're successful. Good point there. And we talked about the border, definitely controversial. Asset forfeiture, LGBT, veterans, media, religion. Those are just some of the few topics that we're covering. But we think it's important to bring these topics to light and to talk about them, because they are controversial and we all have a difference of opinions. And that's important. And that's the beauty about living in America. We can all have our own differences of opinions. And I respect everybody's opinions. But with those opinions and regarding these issues, some of these things have to be fixed. We have to find solutions to major problems. And the only way to truly find solutions to problems is to talk about them. To talk about them, to find out what people feel and what their opinions are, and even possibly what their solutions are. And then we can take a little bit of everything and we can find the perfect solution. At the given time that we're in today's society, because things change all the time. So moving on to today's question, number 16 is regarding infrastructure. And it says, what are your plans for fixing our infrastructure in Missouri nationwide? So this is a really good question, because we have issues with water. We have issues like we have water that sets on fire. We have water that's full of lead. We have buildings that are being blown up because of gas leaks. We have bridges that are falling apart. We have roads with potholes. And in some cases, people like me, we don't have roads. We have dirt roads. So there's issues. So infrastructure is the basic physical and organizational structures of facilities. Examples: buildings, roads, power supplies needed for the operation of a society or an enterprise. So overhauling and renovating America's pothole roads, disheveled railways, and creaking bridges are necessary. 73% of the roads, for like example, in Illinois and Connecticut, are in poor or mediocre condition. They have the worst roads in the nation. 70,000 bridges are classified as being structurally deficient, according to the government. So what's crazy about this, folks, is your taxes, your money pays for these, right? So we pay for these roads, and then we drive on them with the car that we pay taxes on and gas tax on. And then our cars get beat up because our roads aren't being fixed. And then toll roads, that's something that I'm probably going to bring up in another one. But toll roads are then taxing you again to drive on more roads that you've already paid to build. And then some of these toll roads are not even owned by American companies. Some of these toll roads, like they want to put a toll road on the 70 here in Missouri, which I will never support because it's our main road, right? It's not like we got a lot of ways to go around it. It goes straight through the state. It's a beautiful road, but the toll road they're talking about putting in is going to be a Chinese-owned toll road. The money isn't even going to go to us. It doesn't go back to our infrastructure, so I think it's absolutely horrendous that we do that. Deteriorating infrastructure will cost trillions to fix in U.S. economy. Hold on, doggies. Shh, it's okay. Aaron, can you mind getting my dogs for me? Sorry, guys. Cost trillions to fix the U.S. economy. It's expected to lose just under $4 trillion in the GDP between 2016 and 2025 if investment gaps are not addressed. So why would we lose $4 trillion in GDP? Because the people driving the trucks with their product cannot drive on the roads, and or they have to find alternative routes, right? So this could hit $14 trillion by 2040 if the nation's aging roads, railways, and bridges are left to decay even further. So this is a huge issue, and this is bipartisan. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or a Democrat. If you're driving on our roads, who cares about political lines? This is why we need to vote people into office that are willing to work with the other side, work across the aisle, or whatever you want to call it. How about they just do their job? They're elected civil servants. This is the problem. We're so busy talking about our opinions with Trump that we're not even bringing real policies to the floor to talk about, like infrastructure, right? We need to streamline local permitting, favor the renovation of existing roads, and prioritize new projects that can start quickly. We need a teamwork to develop and strategy to fix these issues. We need to use organizations that are coming up with new innovating ideas like solar frickin' roadways. By the way, folks, that's a true thing. I got a YouTube video on AdelaWisdom.com, question 16 under infrastructure. These people are a small organization. It's a husband and wife that created solar panels that interlock together, that go and create roads. They are absolutely amazing. They reclaim water that goes off of the side so that we could use the water for future, for whatever it is you want to use. It's solar panels, so it's collecting energy. We can then put that, like say we did a major road. Let's say we did the 70. You know, how much energy could we collect just by the sun? And then we can lower the cost of electricity. They also have lights, LED lights into it. So say a tree fell on it or somebody hit a deer, which happens a lot out here. The road can actually tell you there's something on the road ahead. Slow down. They can change things. And a boot, it does something even more amazing. I live where it snows. And the solar panels that they have invented can heat up and melt the snow. So you guess what, folks, that ride motorcycles? You can ride your motorcycle all year long in the snow and everything. So when elected into office, I'm going to work my butt off to support bills, whether I sponsor them or I co-sponsor them or I create them, that search for new ideas to our crumbling infrastructure. I'm going to listen to the people and their ideas, and I'm going to find a solution. Listening to people, listening to this wonderful organization that's creating, solar freaking roadways. As a matter of fact, it doesn't even have to have the lines in the middle of the road because the lights on the LED on the panels have it. We no longer need, we no longer have to put people in jeopardy fixing all of these roadways all the time. I think infrastructure is something that I would love to see Congress talk about. You know, we're talking about $5 billion for a border. I'm talking $4 trillion we're going to lose in GDP if we don't fix these roads. Trillions of dollars. Gross domestic product, folks, that is us being able to sell our product. Like, okay, well, China isn't buying any more product anymore, so can't use China as an example, which I was going to use. Soybeans. The farmers got to load their soybeans up into a truck, and they got to drive it somewhere. They got to put on a train and get it across the country. But if everything's falling apart, it's not going to work. For example, here in Missouri, they want to do, I forget exactly what it's called, but it's this, they have a test one in New York, in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it's a magnet based little, it's like a tram, and it's in a stick, and it goes faster than the speed of light. But in Missouri, I would be able to go from Kansas City to St. Louis in 30 minutes. Wow. I'm in the middle of the state, right? Smack dab in the middle. It takes me 2.5 hours to get to Kansas City. It takes me 1.5 hours to get to St. Louis. Could you imagine doing that in 30 minutes? Man, I think infrastructure repair is definitely something we need to talk about. And it'd be really nice to see Congress talk about something that I think is important. And I think it's going to get bipartisan support. But then it also goes micro. Why aren't city councils? Why aren't town councils? Why isn't the governor? Why aren't we working more diligently to replace it? I think what's going on in Flint, Michigan, with the copper and with the lead pipes, that is horrendous. And then telling the people they still have to pay their water and they have to pay for the pipes from their house to the city line, they need to redo, considering they put in lead. No, folks, we need. And fracking, causing water to catch on fire, these are all part of our infrastructure that needs to be addressed. If fracking is going to do damage to other people and put other people in jeopardy, that's not the solution. So I got Dennis Boisvert on the show like usual. He's a little bit older than me, so I'm pretty sure he has some feedback that he'd like to give with infrastructure. He's in San Diego, California. Good morning, Dennis Boisvert. How are you doing today?
I am doing fine. I'm hanging in there. It's been a little bit of hectic this morning, but, you know, that's life.
Okay, folks, I called Dennis going, the show isn't working. The show isn't working. I had to cancel it. Couldn't figure out what was going on. I'm calling him. It was all my fault. Operator error. It's called the mute button. So welcome to the show. And tell me, what do you think? What would you plan and what would you do? What would you suggest to your elected officials regarding infrastructure and our ability or inability to fix these things? What is your opinion on it?
Well, I think what they have to do is stop reallocating funds. Like, California is famous for doing this, but every municipality is what happens is they decide that there's a feel-good project that they want to do. For instance, the governor of California decided that he wanted to supply health care to illegals because they have not been made legal yet. And he decided that he was going to spend $95 million of the state's funds to do this, which is all right. I mean, that feels good, but at the same time, they're taxing me another 5 cents a gallon or something to cover the cost of repairing the roads, which again, what happened, and when there was the big earthquake, we were supposed to be putting money away from gas tax so that it would cover the billions of dollars. Well, what happened is they just can't stand to see that fund laying there. It's like opium. Worse than that, it's like heroin to a politician. The same thing with going after. They can't maintain the city infrastructure, but they want a brand new ballpark. Brand new ballparks get some votes, they think. So then they decide, well, we can't do it this way, so we're going to lie about how much money we make before we put in the bonds, because bond companies do the research work and find out that they were counting in the infrastructure.
Okay, hold on. People don't understand this bond thing. And if you're not in politics and if you're not watching what your representatives, even your city council, are doing, your local municipalities, this is exactly what you're going to discover. So what Dennis is talking about in San Diego, California, they had a ballpark, Qualcomm Stadium, and it was falling apart. And a lot of people didn't understand that it was costing more money every year on maintenance than it was to build a new ballpark. But the problem is when they built these ballparks, they didn't have enough money to do it. And so they put bonds out and people could buy bonds, and that was going to pay for the ballpark, but they have to pay these bonds back. And they lied about the worth of these bonds. And there was contracts that they made, like the Chargers at the time, they were supposed to pay for via ticket sales, half of stuff, but they decided not to. They're like, well, we're not going to do it. So you have people falling out of these deals, and at the very end of it all, the person that pays for it is you guys, the taxpayers. So I just thought people should know that part. And reallocating funds, that's horrendous because they're earmarked towards things. You're right. The government doesn't like to see that they have $3 trillion sitting in there, but that $3 trillion is sitting in there because the roads are going to fall apart. They may not be now, but they're going to be, and that money is supposed to be for maintaining those. Let me bring up something really quick. I know I kind of cut you off, but one of the things that I think, and because California is just crazy, your guys' infrastructure stuff is just horrendous out there. One of the things that really gets me is that, okay, federal funding, all the federal funding that is given to California because, well, you've decided to build a number one, a prone area to fires, a prone area to earthquakes. I mean, you built LA right on the middle of a plate. But then you have bad people like PG&E, your electric companies, that are not maintaining their infrastructure. They're not maintaining their what is that word, Dennis, on those, the chargers, the big things that blow that cause the fires?
Transformers.
They're not maintaining their transformers. Those fires that started up there in Northern California and Redding, those were started because they did not maintain those transformers. They blew and they caught
also,
on fire.
Also, they don't maintain the clearance around the power line.
Yes. Yes.
That
absolutely.
Is like,
and then who's on the hook for it? You guys are. So Californians keep paying out of their pocket. And to boot, these people lost their homes. So now the insurance company has to pay for it. And guess what your governor did? He said they're not on the hook for any of it. Twice he's passed a bill saying you cannot sue them for the fact that you no longer have a home or that you lost your loved one in a fire because they did not maintain the transformer and they did not maintain the clearance around it. So I agree. This is a huge problem. Absolutely a huge problem. And I don't believe that you guys should be reallocating funds to healthcare. You see, all of these things should be addressed and the people should know. Like, here's the thing, Dennis, we've talked about this. California has an amazing law that's never used, it seems, when it comes to passing a law that requires taxation. Right? Doesn't anything that has
yes.
a tax is supposed to pass by 2/3 of the vote?
That is correct.
Okay. But yet, you guys passed Prop 64 regarding cannabis, taxing people, and that didn't pass by 2/3.
Yes. And I believe the loophole they're using is because if it – and we heard this in city council when we – If it focuses on a specific group of people, it becomes a user fee. So this is based on the idea that all this isn't taxes, that it's actually really a user fee.
That is semantics at its finest.
If you recall
wow.
when we were
you,
listening
you,
to the argument, the arguments about the rooms and meals tax that they were going to tax, that they were going to raise.
That's right.
And, yeah, I remember he said, it's a user fee. And he said, well, you know, basically, so I believe it's interpreted by that. I don't know if anybody has the will to challenge it or whether that is actually accurate or not. I don't know, but that's...
Well, you know what else I think is a problem? And I remember sitting in city council with you and I about died when we had heard that the city of San Diego has never, ever been audited.
Well, ever. What happened is the city had originally went to one of the primary national companies.
Yeah, I remember.
Right. Okay. Then what happened is a local business, which was, by the way, tied into the Texas law firm that was involved in a whole bankruptcy. We got to redo the way we do business. Anyway, they cooked the books. These guys basically cooked the books, and when the poop hit the fan, they were blaming this on the retirement system. But the problem was they borrowed money from the retirement system, agreeing to pay it back at whatever the whatever it cost. So they borrowed money in 2000 in, you know, what was it? In the early, like 1980, somewhere around 1980 money, promising that they would pay it back to when it was when it was paid back, whatever it was worth at that time. So if you figure inflation, there's interest plus inflation. So then they thought they were just squirrely out of the deal and they didn't get away with it. But that's basically what happened.
Well, and that's why I talk about making sure we put people in office that are actually going to do their job and actually pay attention.
And what did get beat up out of this? You know, the city employees, the citizens didn't get the infrastructure repairs they needed, but the multimillionaire got his baseball park. The city did get audited, and they changed the way the government worked, and it was interesting.
Did they finally get audited? Did they really finally get audited? Yeah. You know, folks, we were there, and when I heard that they had never been audited, the room was quiet and echoes. And the city of San Diego is hilarious. Their city council is literally, it's a farce. It's a joke. And it was so ridiculous that I went up and I was talking about something. And we teased. Dennis and I have a joke that we say that, you know, it's a San Diego two-step. And they were just two-stepping me, and I couldn't handle it. I turned around to Dennis, and I put my hand out, and we did the two-step during my speaking ability. And they were mad at me because I was dancing. But, hey, folks. Your city council and your town councils, you have the ability to go and talk about items that are non-agenda items, and you can talk about anything you want to talk about. You want to play a ukulele and sing to them, you can do that. You want to pray prayer, you could pray. You want to dance, you can dance. You want to talk about whatever you want to talk about, you can, and you should. And it's your right, and it's a beautiful thing to see. But you learn a lot. You definitely learn a lot, and you see what's going on, and you see not just infrastructure, but you see things happening like the taxes that Dennis was referring, that now it's a user fee. The cities will tax people coming to their hotel and put an extra tax on hotels to try to just raise extra funds. I think it discourages people from going to these cities, especially when you cut things like in California specifically. I think infrastructure could be qualified as lifeguards. Because I do believe that it maintains the integrity of. Go on.
No, they're safety services.
Yeah, but it does fall into infrastructure kind of as well because it helps maintain it. You have millions of people that go to it. See, it helps maintain the operation of a society. That's the definition. It's a physical and or organizational structure that helps maintain the society. Because you guys have a beach. That is an entire like society. There's structures that are on the beach that the lifeguards stay in. It is a safety issue, but I do believe that it might fall under that because it protects people. You know, if you cut things like, you know, I might be getting off on a little bit something, but if you cut things like lifeguards, you're taking away from the safety of your community. Meaning, you're also not going to have people going there. I'm not going to go to a beach with my family if I don't think there's anybody there to help protect it like a lifeguard. You know what I mean? But it is safety,
absolutely.
I agree. But it definitely falls under making sure that we maintain these programs, making sure that we maintain that infrastructure, those barriers that are sitting on the beach. Maybe the actual employees that are there are part of the safety things, but they keep that beach society kind of going. So I definitely think we need to address this. I don't know if Congress is even talking about infrastructure. I feel like this is a huge topic. You watched that solar freaking panels and those solar roadways. What was your opinion of that? Don't you think these innovative ideas is where we go instead of using the basic concrete and tar and horse hoofs to build our roads?
Yes. And this stuff that doesn't necessarily have to generate power too. I mean, you can do things like paint the roofs, have your roofs white. A more neutral color so it reflects the heat instead of absorbs the heat. I mean, that will help with global warming, which is,
you said global warming. Woo, climate change. I forgot we had to do that as a topic. Because the climate changes. I live in Missouri, and it changes on a minute-to-minute basis. I'm teasing,
exactly.
Folks. I'm teasing.
If you don't like the weather, wait a minute.
Literally in Missouri, just wait a minute. And a prime example was my wedding. It poured, folks. It poured all day long. Literally 5 o'clock came, 5:30 came, and it stopped. The wedding started at 6. It was beautiful, sunny and hot afterwards. Yeah, so things change, but we need to be fluid in it. We need to talk about it. We need to bring new and innovating ideas to the topic. And so it's not that I per se think that the person like Blaine Lutemeyer, my representative, my congressman, it's not that I per se disagree with him on everything. And people want to know, what is it that I don't like about him and why am I running against him? I'm running because I want to see change, and he's been there for 12 years and I don't feel like he's accomplished the things that I think he should have done by now. I also support term limits. And so I think it's time that we bring somebody new in. I think that there's new innovating ideas happen when we bring somebody new into it, when we listen to different ideas, when we listen to different topics, and when we throw things up a little bit, when we clean out the swamp. That's why I'm running for Congress, because I just believe that it's time for change, and I'm going to be that person to have change. I also believe that the people that are in there are so wrapped in left or right that they're not willing to compromise. I voted for Trump. I'm a Republican. I'm probably going to vote for Trump again in 2020. I said probably because I don't really know all the candidates yet, so I don't want to say I'm going to do that, and then all of a sudden Dan Crenshaw runs, and Candace Owen runs. Well, yeah, I'm going to vote. I like them. So I'm definitely open to learning more about all of my candidates. But with that being said, I believe that Blaine Lutemeyer only votes on his party line because he doesn't want to upset Trump. He doesn't want to accept the Republican Party, and he doesn't want to make enemies. Well, folks, I'm running for office not to make friends. I don't care if I have enemies. The only person that I feel I'm accountable towards is the constituency, is the voters, and it's the will of District 3. So that's what I'm going to bring to the table. I'm going to bring independence, compromise, and just the ability to negotiate and listen to everybody. And I don't care if I make somebody upset. And that's okay. That's life. This is America. We can all agree to disagree. So what a wonderful topic. I think infrastructure needs to be talked about more. Thank you all for tuning in. Go to adelawisdom.com for more information. My phone number, my address, my email is all on there. Call me, email me, write me. Just get a hold of me. Ask me your questions. Tell me your concerns. I also have social media. I'm on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Contact me. Let me know. I'm doing videos daily. I do the radio show daily, and I answer a different question. So thank you all for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful day. Stay safe. Stay hydrated and tune in tomorrow as we discuss another topic. All right, folks, have a great day. Bye.